Today's podcast is one take and one take only, so if I mess it up, oh well. And today it's all about online coaches. You ready? Right after this. Let's go. Welcome back to the Gary Cantrell Podcast. My name is Gary Cantrell. I feel like you potentially already knew that. And I don't know how long this one's going to go today. I'm going to try not to hold you guys up too long, but I appreciate that you are here. And I want to talk, or rather rant, about online coaches. Now, this is not new territory here on the GCP. Oh, no. We've talked about this many, many times. In fact, one of my pals, Daryl Perry of Your Level Fitness, at Your Level Fitness, he himself is a coach who is doing things the right way. Imagine that. And he's been on this podcast and we've talked about these online coaches before. We've talked about a variety of things. So about a month ago now, I was going through some hell with my knee, and I documented this. I talked about it on my stories. I had a story post that was me laying in bed with my Fitbit up in the air, showing about 300 some odd steps at about 6 o'clock in the night, which, as you guys know, is pretty weird for me, because usually at this time, and I'm looking at my steps right now, I'm only at 7,300 at 6 o'clock at night, but there's room to do a little bit more, and I will. I should hit well over 10,000 before this day is over. Point is, you know, I got many DMs about that, because you could see my knee was in a brace, and, you know, many people, normal, level-headed people, not out to make a buck, are replying to this DM, hey, man, hope you're all right. Hope everything's well. What happened? Et cetera, et cetera. And it wasn't posted just to grab attention or something like that. It was just me sharing where I'm at, because unlike many folks, I don't just put out all the positive stuff on my Instagram, although I do try to keep it somewhat positive. If something other than positivity is going on, I generally will share it at some point or another, so that we're not just all happy, happy and all that stuff, right? The point is, I got a DM from a online coach, and their reply to this particular story, and this was the only one at that point in the day, so it's not like maybe they just replied to the wrong one, but their reply was yes. It was like, you know, the word yes with like a bunch of S's at the end, you know, that like 12-year-olds, that's how they type. Yes. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, what is the point of this reply? Like, are you just trying to be seen? Like, what's happening here? Like, I don't follow you. In fact, if you listen to older podcasts from earlier in the year, I talked about how I removed every mention of fitness from my page. And that's not to, you know, kind of run from where I've been, because I've talked about that here on this podcast many times. And I've talked about it on IGTV and things like that. But like, I don't want my page to be specifically fitness. I will share things about that. And matter of fact, if you want to listen to next week's podcast, for those of you in that world, you may want to check that one out. That's a little teaser for you. But like, I removed all this stuff from my page and unfollowed a lot of fitness accounts because I don't want my page to be known for that. That's not what I want my identity to be. There's so much more to me than that. So the fact that there are still people that are coming across this page in a fitness context, you know, I don't say like, hey, don't come to my page. It's not like that. But like, I'm genuinely not interested in somebody trying to send me coaching. In other words, if that's something that I'm looking for, I have a guy. I just mentioned him at the beginning of the show. That's who I would call if that's what I was looking to do. That's like the first call, probably the only call. Not some online coach who follows like the maximum amount of people that you can follow on Instagram, which is 7,500, and has less than half of that as followers. And that just tells me, when I look at their page, that there's something that they're not doing right. They don't care about making the connections with people. They don't care about, you know, actually trying to give value. It's a lot of just generic meme posts and inspirational quotes and things like that. Like, there's no real value on this page. Now, here's the thing. I mean, like, you could be very knowledgeable about this, and maybe this person is really knowledgeable about this world, right? But they realize, oh, crap, in order to actually get my message seen, I have to build my following. So I'm just going to mass follow a bunch of people and post a bunch of generic, brainless content that has no heart, no logic behind it, has nothing. It's empty. It's just, there's nothing there. It's simply there to post a bunch of hashtags to get some likes and hope that maybe someone will share it and somehow it gets out there. Here's the way I would approach this. If I had this knowledge, if I wanted to be one of these people, this is what I believe. This is my interpretation of the right way to go about it. You have value. You want to put it out there. How do we do this? Okay, you share that knowledge. You put it out there for the world to hear. And it doesn't matter if 5 people are there. It doesn't matter if 5,000 people are there. You are showing up every day, every other day, whatever that frequency is, you're showing up to deliver that content, whether one person sees it or 1,000 people see it. It doesn't matter. But the problem with a lot of these, I'm using air quotes, online coaches is that they have the mindset of, well, we got to blow up this page. We got to get a bunch of likes and comments and engagement. So let's just follow the maximum amount of people. And yes, there are accounts, I've seen them, that do this strategy and they can scale their page 20, 30, 40,000 followers. And yes, maybe 10 or 20% of that actual 20, 30, 40,000 followers gives a shit about your page because most of them don't. When you do like that follow for follow and you do like a mass amount of following, you're getting, for the most part, a low quality of followers because you're just trying to find people that are going to follow you back. That's a different rant, though. That should be a different podcast, actually, and we can go there, but that should be a different podcast. But the point is, a lot of these online coaches, they're just trying to build up a following and shovel out their, you know, soulless, heartless, kind of empty memes and generic kind of inspirational quotes with no merit, no heart behind it, no anything. It's just there to get attention and get eyeballs so that they can hit you with the right hook right in the DM. Well, today I'm happy to say, or maybe unhappy to say, that this person fell flat on their face because that DM went unread and it became an account that got blocked. That's it. So here is my recommendation to all of you, quote unquote, online coaches. Go about this the right way. Pour your heart out. Put your energy out there, even when no one's watching, because the good people, your stuff will be seen. It may not be as immediately as you want it to be, but it will be seen. That I can guarantee you. And if you're not patient enough to wait that process out, you probably shouldn't be in this business in the first place. I'm sorry if that's a little harsh, but that's how I feel. So go out there, and if this is what you really want to do, put your heart into it and make it happen. That's it.